Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, teaming up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters again this year because, yeah, you know, kids need these coats. We want to put 1,000 coats on those kids that need them. All it takes is $34. That's it. $34. We'll put a brand new American-made coat on a child that needs one. Any donation helps, though. If you don't get the full 34, whatever you can do, believe me, it all does add up, even if it's a dollar. Do what you can. I would appreciate it.
I send a shout-out to Mark M., Fish J., Bryce, Bradley, a bunch of great Rockaholics that have been donating money. We're over $25,000 raised to help put coats on kids here in Northwest.
We're not far
away. Here in Northwest.
Yeah. We're not far away.
Nope.
Again, any donation helps. Or if you like, look, man, I would love to help. I don't got the cash. You could share this on your social networks. Perhaps some of your friends could donate. And again, there's no such thing as too small of a donation. Go to KISW.com. That's where you can get the info. That's where you can donate today.
Let's play B. Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Do everybody scream his name. B. Migs. Don't be a loser. Whoa. B. Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to be Migs. It's time to pump it up for Monday.
Imagine local celebrity Steve Miggs
yes.
still pumped up from last night wrestling.
Yes, and Without a Cause Wrestling in Everett. Shout out to everybody who came out. Lots of people came out with their kids, which was really cool. And,
nice.
My opponent, Chase James and Vinny Pacifico, decided they thought it would be funny to make a bunch of shirts that said Miggs stinks. So we had a slight issue with seeing kids
wow.
wearing. And they also had ones that said Miggs is a blank hole.
Oh, whoa, no, shirts. They did not.
Yes.
Up in the
what?
Game right there.
So, I mean, I was okay with seeing, and they were in kid sizes, so I was okay with seeing kids wearing the Miggs Sting shirts, but one kid shows up and says hi to me, and he's wearing a Miggs is a blank hole shirt.
That's...
And I'm like, you're nine. Who, your parents okay with this? He says, my mom said it's okay. I just can't tell my dad I'm wearing it.
It's like, jeez. Wow. Dude. This smear campaign against you is just not good.
Yeah, I'm not happy with Without a Cause
Wrestling.
They got t-shirts
now, man. You're walking into a joy of people wearing anti-Steve shirts.
People are chanting local jobber.
Oh.
There are signs that said that. It was a very disrespectful crowd.
Yeah.
But you know what? I did my best. And it wasn't enough because my tag team partner gave up on me in the middle of the match. And
oh, well, no! It left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After I promised him more Twitter followers.
Yeah, but, you know, Rev, can
that
I just...
how I got him to be my
partner. Can I just point out something, though?
What's
okay,
that?
Can I just point out that I think there's a... I think I would have left, too, because, you know, Steve decides he wants to live tweet while he's in the friggin' match.
I didn't know he was going to go for a tag, so I was busy tweeting people.
Wow.
One guy tweets me while I'm on the apron tweeting during the match. He says, you wrestle like a four-year-old. So I'm like, who's this Michael guy? And he raises his hand. He's like, that's me. And I said, stop tweeting me.
You see, then I can
maybe, Stevie should be a little more engaged in your match.
I was engaged with the fans.
Oh, boy.
Good point.
It's hard to balance things out.
Ever since he got Twitter verified, I think he's really, it's gone to his head.
It has, absolutely.
Yeah. But can I give a shout out to my, at one point, tag team partner? I did promise him if he would tag with me that he would get more Twitter followers. So if you could follow the Pitfall Jones on Twitter.
Oh, I saw you tweet that.
I would appreciate that. He did bust open his mouth during the match.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Dude, look at that picture.
Damn.
And he stole my blue check mark.
Okay. The Pitfall Jones?
Yep. The Pitfall Jones. He's actually truly one of the best wrestlers in the Northwest. I love watching that guy do his stuff.
Hey, Vicky. Will you always cute?
Well, thanks, Vicky. Okay. And he's cute, ladies. Follow him for that reason.
He's got a Josh Brolin look, especially with the blood coming down his mouth. I like it.
Well, then.
I think the pitfall, if he's not busy this weekend, he will be.
I'm helping him get followers.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Vicky, would you follow him for me on my thing?
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Danny and Puyallup to take on local celebrity Steve Miggs. Danny, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Oh, this is awesome. $50 over at Best Buy. That's nice. Perfect to use at the open house event that's happening this Saturday. Best Buy in Bellevue. It's going to be a big thing. Checking out some new appliances and, of course, the stuff that you always love at Best Buy. So you'll get $50 to spend there.
Oh, yeah.
And again, check out the Best Buy in Bellevue this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for their big open house, where they'll be giving away a bunch of cool stuff.
That's legit. That's my Best Buy.
Oh, it's your Best Buy.
You should go buy on Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I mean, that's my joint.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Danny will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Danny, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What is the better known name of the casino card game 21?
Blackjack.
Yes. What type of animal is Looney Tunes fictional character Foghorn Leghorn?
A rooster.
Yes. What is the 3-letter airport code for the Los Angeles International Airport?
LAX.
Yes. Which state is located between Wisconsin and North Dakota?
Illinois.
No.
Ohio.
No.
Michigan.
No. What is the name of the monster in Stranger Things?
Demogorgon.
Yes. Which person conceived the theory called natural selection?
Darwin.
Yes. Which Broadway musical broke the record for Tony nominations in 2016?
Cats.
No.
Newsies.
No.
Shoot, bats.
The first episode of Rick and Morty aired in what year of the early
2010s? 2011.
No.
2012.
No.
2010.
No.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Oh, dang, man.
Started real strong.
Yeah.
Got about middle of the road.
Ah, that Rick and Morty guy.
It's Monday.
It's right. It is Monday. You might be having a case of it, but so might Steve.
Yeah.
Very well. I mean,
his ego was bruised last night.
Yeah, man. He had all that tweeting to do in the ring. I mean, he's tired.
Don't tweet during the game, Steve, all right?
Okay, fine. It'll be hard to do while blindfolded draft.
It's the next Bird Box challenge.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, really.
Are you ready?
Yes! Yes!
All right, Daniel.
Yes!
Oh, yes.
What is the better known name of the casino card game 21?
Blackjack.
Yes. What type of animal is Looney Tunes fictional character Foghorn Leghorn?
He is a rooster.
Yes. What is the 3-letter airport code for the Los Angeles International Airport?
LAX.
Yes. Which state is located between Wisconsin and North Dakota?
South Dakota.
No.
Damn it.
Montana.
No.
Minnesota.
Yes. What is the name of the monster in Stranger Things?
Lego.
No.
Seven.
No.
Crap.
Bird Box. No.
Bird Box.
Which person conceived the theory called natural selection?
Danny V.
No.
Nice. Darwin.
Yes. Which Broadway musical broke the record for Tony nominations in 2016?
What?
Which Broadway musical?
Hamilton.
Yes.
Nice.
The first episode of Rick and Morty aired in what year of the early
2010s? 2011.
No.
2010.
No.
2012.
No.
Damn it.
General Motors was founded in which state?
Detroit. Oh, Michigan. Michigan. I said Michigan. Give it to me.
No.
Fine. That's fine.
I won't give it to you.
Maple.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You still win 6-5
in spite of that.
Sorry, Danny.
You guys have a good morning.
You too, buddy.
You too.
It was close. It was so close.
It was.
And Danny knew Demogorgon, so I thought for sure he had a shot.
Hamilton was the deciding factor there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell is a Demogorgon?
That was the name of the monster in Stranger Things, was the Demogorgon.
Did they address that, his name or that name, during the first season?
Sort of inadvertently, yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was the name that the kids gave him because they played Dungeons and Dragons, and that's a big monster in the D&D world.
Yeah, they were getting ready to face off against the Demogorgon in their D&D game, so it just transferred to them calling it that in the quote-unquote real life.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, I watched season one, but I never watched season two, and I don't remember that. But then again, sometimes I'm playing on my phone tweeting. When I'm watching,
you haven't watched season two yet.
No, I haven't gotten around to it, and it's not because I didn't like. I love season one, and I've heard good things about season two.
I liked it a lot. Yeah,
season three is coming in July.
Yep, July, for just in time for Independence Day.
I feel like I'm too far removed at this point.
No, man, it's still out there. You can still watch it.
But I don't know if I remember much.
I don't.
From
they
the
always.
First season.
I feel like they always do like the recap when the new season hits with any Netflix show. So I think you should be fine.
Nice.
Yeah, or you could just literally like watch a 5-minute video on YouTube and get all of it if you wanted to.
I could do that as well. I guess I got to put a little homework into it, but I could do that.
I was like, Millie Bobby Brown did a whole rap on what happened in season one, so you can just watch that and you'll be fine.
I did hear that once.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Steve's going to do none of that.
No, he's not.
Yeah. Hey, I watched a movie that you probably like.
What?
Venom.
Oh, you did see
it. How is that? Because I have not seen it.
It's awesome, except my wife fell asleep, and I was so busy yesterday, we weren't able to watch it, so now I have to re-rent it.
Oh.
So I watched like the first hour, and the first hour is fantastic.
You know something? We talked about this
a little bit.
I
paused it when she fell asleep. I'm like, we'll get to it eventually, and we never finished it.
Oh, no. You got to rent it again.
Yes.
You know, it's. I'll tell you something. There's something weird going on in the world of the geek community, and I'm not digging it because that's the second movie that geeks have just said no to, so I wasn't that excited to see it, and then people see it, just like Solo. People have, these uber geeks that are big fans of it go,
It's not my Venom.
And the next thing you know, a good movie goes right by the boards I don't get to see.
Well, and it was like, we were trying to pick what we wanted to watch. We've gone through a lot of this stuff, so it's kind of the point, I'm like, let's just, because it got terrible ratings on Rotten Tomatoes, because you know, on demand they'll show you the little Rotten Tomatoes score, which is kind of cool, but then next to it is the users, which I care about, and it's like over 80%, so I'm just thinking, well, who cares what the critics say? This seems that like was something that fans liked, and we watched it, man. Like, again, they'd really have to put a lot of effort into the final 30 or 40 minutes to make it bad in my eyes, but up until then it was like really fun watch, really well done.
What would Stevie Tomatoes give it?
Well, I mean, it's incomplete.
Okay. Yeah, oh,
it's
so
incomplete.
Is it?
I can't. Yeah, it's in the high 90s right now though.
All right. Congratulations, Stevie. Wow. You won with 6 correct on Beat Mix.
Nice job, Stevie. That's right. So caller 6, guess what you're getting? That $50 Best Buy shopping spree. And they're having that big open house event at Best Buy in Bellevue this Saturday. So you're getting that $50 certificate. 206-421-ROCK. Caller number 6, 206-421-ROCK. You are a winner.
Somebody says Venom rules. Second one's going to be so much better now that the origin story is done. Who's the guy that was Venom?
Tom Hardy.
He was great.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
So that's why I was so disappointed to hear all the bad reviews. And it is from the Spider-Man comics, but I don't know a whole lot about it. It's like, you know, I mean, I remember when it first popped on the scene in the comic books, but I don't care. I want to go see a good movie. I just know, and I don't know why people don't understand this. Like, Shakespearean stuff has always been reinterpreted, reimagined, revisioned. When something is really great mythology, people are going to do what they want. Like great artists are going to want to put their take on it. So I never care. Movie isn't exactly like the source material, because that's what artists do,
right?
But if it's good, who cares? And I feel like that, man, Venom just got such a bad rap, and the critics, I never, you know, forget the critics, but God, the geeks were the ones that turned me off. The geeks.
Weird.
The ones that are going, oh, I like Spider-Man, you're gonna hate it. I'm like, all right, maybe I shouldn't waste my time.
I thought the action was really good. I thought the character definition that was put into it with Tom Hardy, I thought he was fantastic, and you kind of really got an idea of who this guy is. I don't know, but then again, I'm not a guy who reads these comic books, so I'm just going into it because it's just a cool movie.
And there's movies like that we hated. I think X-Men 3, the original X-Men 3, we all hated, but I took my friend and a lot of people agreed. They loved the movie, but they weren't fans and invested like us. So sometimes you just need to listen to what everyone else is saying and just kind of remove yourself from your fandom just enjoy the movie for what it is.
Oh, yeah, Vicky. I can't tell you how many times I get the nose turned up at me when I go, I don't think X-Men 3 was that mad of a movie. I enjoyed it. I own it. I bought it. And people go, what's wrong with you? I'm like, oh, get away from me.
So he said, every comic that Venom has ever been in, fantastic movie.
Wow. Well, good for you. See, that's nice to hear. See, that's to me, that's a smart person who can appreciate both pieces of art. You know what I mean? But,
Well, now we're starting to see all the cool things that people are saying about Solo. I think that's on Netflix now. I saw somebody post that.
Yeah.
So
Solo is a fun movie. My wife really liked that movie. And I saw it a second time, Steve. It's really funny how humanity can be. I have to tell you, there's just such a desire to fit into your tribe. And I had people basically, I realized I wanted to fit into my tribe. So I said, yeah, I don't think it was that great. And then
stop,
I watched
being a sheep, BJ.
Yeah, I was totally a sheep. So I watched it with my wife, and watching it with her, I'm like, you know, this dude did a good job as Solo. I really actually like his Solo. And I'm like, gosh, I wouldn't mind seeing more.
Mm-hmm.
And gosh, it's just the angry, angry geeks out there that are just miserable, and they're just ruining it. And so much so, Steve, that they hated Solo so much, and there was so much backlash that there was going to be another movie about Boba Fett that got canceled. because they hated Solo so much. And I'm like, so you cut yourself out of a movie that you wanted to see because you were such a jerk about this one. And it turns out this movie you so much hated, actually people think is a good movie.
I feel like just obsessive fans about anything on the whole, not all of them. Obviously, there's some people that could be an obsessive fan of something and still not be a douche about it. But obsessive fans on the whole are just the worst.
Yeah.
I see it in wrestling, man. Like, just over the weekend, spoiler alert if you haven't watched the British NXT TakeOver, but there's a woman in their new faction, their new brand called NXT UK, Toni Storm. Incredible wrestler, but somehow photos got leaked of her. Awful situation. She just disabled all of her social media pages. It was devastating for her, obviously, for any woman. If you have pictures that you don't want out there to be seen, somebody does that. She's a great wrestler, and she's great in what she does. So over the weekend, she wins the title for the women's title.
Nice.
You think, okay, cool moment. Awesome. Well deserved. These miserable people are like, the only reason why she won is because all those photos were leaked and WWE's just trying to make her feel good about things. And I'm just like, I don't think that's how it works, man. There's been plenty of people who've had weird things come out. They don't do things to make them feel better for that reason. It's like she actually earned it. But it's just so silly when people get like that. And it's just like this common thread. Like, oh, they only did that because Triple H saw the naked pictures. He liked what he saw. I'm just like, oh my gosh, you guys are the worst.
I love people that think they know what they're talking about. You know, just like that, the kicker for the Bears. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they go, oh, I don't know who the heck I was talking to. Oh, I definitely could have made that myself. And I'm looking at this person going, well, are you an idiot? You are really an idiot. I don't care who you think you are.
It's a guy whose guts hanging over his jeans.
Yeah. I mean, he was adamantly saying, anybody could have made that kick. I mean it. I really could. I'll go out and show you. And I'm looking at him going, you have never tried to kick a field goal in your life. It is a difficult thing to even get the distance, let alone. And I'm distance like, for me, if I could kick a field goal 5 yards, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I could kick it 5 yards and then to get it into a place where I want it to go.
I'm positive I can kick it 5 yards because I tried, but I'm also positive I can't kick it 5 yards straight because I nearly hit the person near me.
Yeah.
I couldn't. It's so funny when people do that. Watch college football. I mean, these are people that are at a great level. Some of those kickers are red rotten because it's just, it's a difficult position to play.
I know, I have a lot. I mean, and it's just like when you go to any type of, like when Mariners have a fan fest, they always let you throw the ball and they'll radar gun you.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize, that's what I realized at a young age when they radar gun me, I couldn't get it past 55 miles per hour. And I would, dude, I was jacking it up. I was trying to do everything. I was shot putting it, whatever I could do. And then you realize, wow, I can only throw a 55, and at my highest speed, Steve, like you said, I probably would have killed chicken, anybody that was flying by. I wasn't getting that ball where I wanted it to go. And then to sit and listen to these idiots that will criticize a pitcher that can throw in the high 90s and somehow not kill anybody while he does it, like get it somewhere into the strike zone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you could never do that. Shut up. It's like, these guys are amazing, and if they have an off day where they have their control problems or they miss a field goal, dude, that is amazing what they do. Shut up. You could not do that.
So I say that worse, some of these people.
Yeah, they really are. All right. Why would a guy intentionally get into a high speed chase with the cops? Yeah. Intentionally wanted this to happen. And by the way, he didn't do anything wrong. I'll tell you why at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This 24-year-old guy by the name of Daywan from Virginia, and on Wednesday morning, he sped through a construction zone, and the cops tried to pull him over, but Daywan decided, you know what? I am out of here, and wound up leading the cops on a high-speed highway chase through 3 counties. At one point, the cops even clocked him at 130 miles per hour. And after about 35 miles, the cops managed to box him in, so he finally had to pull over on the shoulder. And when they arrested him, they were like, dude, what is going on with you? And he said, I did this because it's a lifelong dream of mine to run from the police.
So he's just like, I see some cops are there. It's go time.
Yeah, he did nothing wrong. Nothing at all. Matter of fact, there's a picture that he posted of him smiling ear to ear as he's about to get arrested.
Looking at the picture, you can see the cop's arm.
Yeah.
So did he ask the officer, hey, could you take a picture of this moment for me?
I guess so, yeah.
It's not a mugshot.
Because it's not a selfie, yeah.
No.
He's just standing there. Like you said, the cop's arm is next to him. And it's like he's got a big smile. I mean, this guy is so happy. And did nothing wrong up until, of course, the high-speed chase.
The cop had I would imagine a cop took that picture, had to have a decent sense of humor, said, hey, he didn't hurt anybody. That's the most important thing.
That's the amazing thing about a high-speed chase is like, okay, I suppose it could have been a lot worse, but he's still going to get charged probably with like a looting. I don't know what else they're going to give him, but you still got to set an example and go, dude, you just got a lifelong dreamer. Nah, you can't be doing this.
You think the cop was kind of stoked too? He's like, yeah, it's been a kind of a slow week here in Virginia. I haven't had anything to do. I wanted to see how fast this car can go. Some people like driving fast, and I bet some cops do.
And at the end of the day, I suppose, look, I mean, you know, police officers, you just never know what's going to happen when you finally pull a guy like that over and, you know, what you're going to face.
Mm-hmm.
So to face just some smiling ear-to-ear guy just being an idiot, you're like, okay, at least I'm going to get to go home. There's going to be no injuries. And so, that you know, there's a nice sigh of relief, even though you go, wow, you're kind of a moron, but whatever.
I wouldn't want to be the one being chased, but it would be fun being in a cop car, like on a ride along, and they were in the middle of a high speed chase. I would feel like this is awesome.
Oh, dude, no, I would soil myself.
No,
I would.
You would?
I would. Because, dude, I watch too many movies where all of a sudden the cops, you think of your protectors, but there's always some superior force. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, when they're trying to protect the guy transferring from prison, he's the only one live in the backseat. Mm-hmm. And I'm totally recreating the Daredevil thing when Kingpin's the only guy alive after everybody's getting wrecked. And I'm just like, oh, that'd be me. I don't want to be in a ride along like that. That'll be me. I'll be the only guy left.
You're right, man.
Yeah.
You watch too many movies.
Yeah. Yeah. You would turn so fast. You'd just be like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not with this police. Man.
No, not at all. I was on your side. You should have seen what I've done, guys. I was helping you out. I was. Oh, man. Oh.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So, yeah, this guy, he got into a high-speed police chase to fulfill his lifelong dream. Based on this, what is your lifelong dream? And have you accomplished it? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is your lifelong dream? Have you accomplished it? Calls, texts, after Red Hot Chili Peppers on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, so this guy named Dwayne, Daywan got into a big car chase with the cops, 35 miles, went across three counties, up to 130 mile per hour speeds, and he did nothing wrong. Matter of fact, this was a lifelong dream of his, and he actually had the cops take a picture of him before they hauled him away with a gigantic smile on his face because he had achieved a bucket list lifelong dream of, well, getting into a high-speed police chase.
I mean, that picture is like if you just said, let's see, what is the epitome of happiness in a picture? That picture sums it up best.
It really does. And
Which is so funny.
It really, really is, and nobody got hurt. He'll get charged with looluding. Who knows if anything else. If this is the worst thing a person does in their life and nobody gets hurt, you know what? Not bad.
And he's locked in to have one of the best stories ever at a bar.
Yes, he is.
You know what I mean? He'll tell the time that he decided to elude the police for no good reason and had him get into a high-speed car chase.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, that's cool. And that's what we're asking you. How about you? What is your lifelong dream? And have you accomplished it? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I like this text. My dream would be to hook up with Marshawn Lynch.
Nice.
Oh, like sex time, right?
These mo love and appreciate that.
Because, you know, back in my day, we would just hook up with somebody like, hey, we're going to go hang out. And, oh, no, hang out means having sex, too, doesn't it?
I'd imagine that they want to be on the receiving end of
because I would not mind.
Mode.
Thank you.
I wouldn't mind just hanging with Marshawn Lynch, you know, because it seems like the guy's a lot of fun.
I want to play video games with Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
All right, how about this one? My lifelong dream, open my own restaurant. I haven't achieved it yet, but someday, Matt in Auburn.
Yeah. You know, I don't have it's not a super lifelong dream, but because I got to meet the guy and hang with the guy, and I really think he's a nice guy.
It's going
to
be William Shatner?
No, it's not William Shatner.
Oh, my gosh.
Shocking!
We are in the same universe.
Will Wheaton.
There we go.
Wait, your lifelong dream was to hang out with a kid on Star Trek?
No, I've got to do some professional stuff with Will Wheaton, but he's a big geek gamer like me, and he put together a YouTube show, and it was where he would review board games but play with all of his buddies, and I'd sit there and go, oh, I love board games so much, I wish I was enough of his buddy that I get to play with him.
Will Wheaton.
I bet if you ask him, he'd let you.
I didn't want to be that guy.
Tell them that you're really fun at board game parties.
I, you know,
people
I,
leave the table.
Yeah,
when
but what
you
if?
Play.
But what if I'm not the kind of gamer where maybe I'm way too extreme, and then all of a sudden,
oh, you would be.
Yeah. See, then our professional relationship gets ruined too.
Ah, it's worth it.
Yeah,
it's worth it for the story.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know if it's a lifelong dream, but I guess I mean it would be great if that would happen.
Mine is online with similar to what this guy did, but I mean I don't want to ever really do it. But I still one day I don't know how I'm going to pull it off. I need like everything to work in my advantage of safety, which is impossible in this one. I want to jump out of a moving vehicle. I always thought that'd be insane.
Whoa.
Like in the movies.
Oh, yeah. You are nuts.
They open up the door and you just kind of roll out.
Dude, you better be, because that can hurt.
That's why I won't do it, BJ. I think it looks awesome in movies. And I think about every time I'm riding shotgun in a car, I'm like, what if I just jump out right now? How crazy would that be? But then I realize I'd probably break something.
So that's a lifelong fantasy that you really.
Yeah, more of a fantasy.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, because that's, I feel so badly for you if your lifelong dream you'll never get to do.
I'm never going to accomplish. No, I mean, I've got other ones. I mean, this has been quite the year for that. Play in front of an extremely large crowd, and I got to do with Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? You should just quit.
And then get to be in a wrestling ring, even just taking one bump, and I've gotten to do that.
Yeah, you should be done. You should, you know what?
I am. I'm done. I'm not jumping out of cars.
Yeah, you know, you've had your life on dream. Just go home. Don't even, just sit in a chair.
Just check out?
No, just sit in a chair. You're done.
That sums up my weekend.
Yeah.
Don't get too hasty, Steve. Like, how fast does the car have to go? Because if it's going a couple miles an hour, you can definitely jump out of a car.
Yeah, it's got to be going pretty fast.
Are you listening to Vicky, who's the biggest jinx in the world? You will get hurt. Don't listen to her.
I mean, we can just wrap you in a crap ton of bubble wrap and a helmet, and I think we'll be okay.
Oh, I'd love to throw him out of a car. I'm with you on that.
And we can line the side of the street with, like, yoga pads, yoga mats. That's safe, right?
Yeah, sure will. Yeah.
We can just go get, like, dumpster mattresses and just kind of line the road with that. We'll be fine.
Oh, somebody just, no, I'm out. Someone texted. I've jumped out of a moving car. It's not fun. Road rash is a bitch.
Oh, forgot about the road rash.
We'll cover you up, but enough bubble wrap. We'll be fine.
I just always, like, you see that in action movies, and it looks so
cool.
Badass.
It
but
is
I
cool.
know it's not.
No, it's not. But because they make it look like they just come out without any scrapes.
Right. If you roll properly, you'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, especially some of the older movies where they're jumping out of moving trains and they just look like they took a slight tumble, like they're a little like they're in a toddler gym class, and you go, okay, this isn't real. I mean, these guys should be dead right now. Everything dislocated.
One text is right, says, what the F is wrong with you, Steve? You're crazier than I thought you were.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Sarah on Vashon Island. Sarah, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Not bad, Sarah. How about you? What's your lifelong dream?
Well, my lifelong dream is to get my nurse practitioner license, which I'm working on. I'm a medical assistant right now.
What is the difference between a nurse and a nurse practitioner?
Well, it basically, it's the scope of practice that they're allowed to do. A nurse practitioner can prescribe, can diagnose.
Oh, you're like nurse 2.0.
No. I'm working on it.
That's what I mean, but that's what will happen. Oh, that's nice.
Well, yeah.
Oh, she can prescribe things, Steve. We got to get to know Sarah. When she gets this done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Candy stripper.
Yeah.
I can kind of fix you guys, but I still have to have a doctor or nurse practitioner say, okay, yeah, that's okay for you to do. I also had a comment about the thing with the guy doing 130 miles an hour and getting hauled off to jail.
Uh-huh.
I actually got clocked at 150 by a cop.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Why?
Down what the- Well, funny story. Kind of funny story. A friend of mine, his mom's trailer got hit by a tornado in Alabama. No stereotypes, please.
Jeez.
And she ended up in the ICU. It was going to take him close to 48 hours to get from Central Texas down to Alabama on a Greyhound. I was like, no, screw that. Let's...
screw that over here.
Yeah, well, I had an Eagle Talon at the time, and the top speed on that was 190, and we were doing between 150 and 170 miles an hour.
Don't worry, I'm studying to be a nurse. If anything happens to you, I can fix you while we're driving. You're all set, buddy.
We made it there in 18 hours, but the cop let us go.
Really?
Even though he clocked us at 150, yeah.
Did you do any fancy girl stuff, or is it just because he
fancy
thought it was
girl stuff? Did you know
nurse? No. Actually, we showed him the Red Cross message, and it he let us go and told me that he never wanted to see me in Louisiana again.
That's just like Vicky, except she showed him something else. But yeah, she got off.
Speaking of which, somebody texted, I would like to be Vicky's gimp.
That's a lifelong dream, huh?
Yep. Wow.
I mean, I do have a guy that keeps offering me money on Instagram.
How much are we at?
He's given me a bunch of different options. Like, he could be my sugar daddy. Ooh. He could buy underwear, naked pictures.
Oh, he'd buy naked pictures from you?
Yeah.
Okay. What are the rates?
Let's see. He's very persistent.
Yeah, he is. Well, let's talk about how much cash. I mean, he's got to come big. All right, Vicky, you're not cheap.
He said $1,000 for a day to just hang out, I guess. Like, I don't know if that entails nudity or anything there.
Yeah, probably does, Vicky.
He's like, or I'll only do pictures or sell underwear. He said $200.
No, you know what? If you're going to be a sugar daddy, you got to come big.
Right.
Seriously.
But for the sugar baby thing, he said he can probably afford $1,500.
Okay, no.
$1,500 total?
I'm guessing
that's a
he makes
terrible
for like
sugar
a day.
Daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, Vicky, you're a local celebrity. If you're going to hold yourself up, we got to talk five figures.
Right, exactly. Okay. This will be for, you know,
Steve and I will not have this as your
$1,500 a week is fair.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but it has to be a locked-in contract for a year.
Yeah. And $1,500 a week, Vicky, there's no nudity for $1,500 a week. You can wear sexy lingerie, but no nudity.
No, you have to have bonus plans.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
As it were. Okay, are we saying bonus plans? Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's what
you
said.
I like that you guys are my negotiator / pimp.
Oh, yeah, you're bad at that.
Well, we helped you get your panties sold.
I know.
Yeah. I never thought I'd say that on a Monday.
Steve, was this your lifelong dream to be Vicky's pimp? You're doing a great job.
Yeah, so when I introduce you guys to people, it's like, so this is my coworker Steve / pimp.
Yes. Let's go to Lily in Auburn. Lily, you are on The Rock.
Hola.
Hola, Lil Hola. Don't forget the men's room afternoons right here on The Rock. What you got for us, Lily?
So, for context, I'm a medical student, but I've always wanted to witness a car crash.
You wanted to witness a car crash, but not be in one?
Yeah, correct.
Ooh. Man, I have witnessed
some fire starters type stuff for a movie.
I have witnessed a car crash. It is. I mean, you think it's cool. At least I thought it was cool. But then immediately, it was not a good one. Like, you knew somebody was in trouble.
Well, the whole thing is that you know, once I'm done and I'm certified and everything, I'm required by law to be of assistance and stop for them. So I think it would be pretty cool to be able to be like, you know, the first person there who might actually be able to offer some assistance to get people what they need so that nobody dies.
I think I missed what you said. What are you going to be, or what are you that makes you have to stop by law?
I will be a certified medical assistant.
Oh, right. Really? Did you guys know that? That if there's somebody who's just like off the clock, but they see an accident, they got to go do something. Did you know that by law? I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
That's actually kind of cool. That's really good. I'm like, Lily, where do you live?
Because
I fall down a lot, Lily. So where do you live? I'm going to take my walks by your house. That way, if I fall down, you got to come out and help me.
Well, shoot. I mean, if you're ever in the Federal Way Auburn area, you know.
I actually am. All right. Lily, be looking for the old guy who's just going, I can't get up. I can't get up, America. Wow, that's cool that the law says you take this job, you got to help out Steve when he jumps out of a car. You got to do it. He's an idiot, but you got to do it.
Yeah, a lot of people saying don't try it, man. Apparently, a lot of our rockaholics have jumped out of a moving car.
Intentionally or because they were in trouble? I mean, we know. I mean,
I haven't gotten the vibe that they were doing it for the best reasons.
Yeah, it could be like, oh, this deal, this particular deal I've been negotiating has gone wrong. I need to jump out of the car. Wow. Damn. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Joey D's nuts.
Uh-oh, your son's
nuts.
In the room.
All right.
I've always had the lifelong goal, the dream, to play in the main event at the World Series of Poker.
Yeah! Well, rumor has it you're well on your way after this weekend.
Oh, dude. I played 15 hours of poker on Saturday.
How about that? The Shea boys were gaming.
I haven't done that for 8 years. I didn't know what to expect. I was supposed to be there to just watch the Colts game. It was a good playoff game. I ended up winning $2,600.
Boom. Wow.
Hey, Joe. How's it going? You want to hang out this week,
Danny?
If you do that every week, you could afford Vicky as your sugar. You could be a sugar daddy for Vicky.
Oh, all right.
You know what he would use me as if he was my sugar daddy?
No, I don't
clean
know.
His freaking apartment. I have a feeling that's what I'd be doing, and cooking food.
And tamales.
Okay,
Ooh, nice.
Actually, for that price, I'll do it.
Yeah, I don't want to pay the $10,000 entry fee. I feel like that's ridiculous, though.
Do a GoFundMe. I bet you $1 million, I don't have that kind of money, but I bet you a couple dollars that somebody is trying to do that on GoFundMe.
Well, and people will back people if they make agreements, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Like if they think you're a good enough player, they'll sponsor you, pay your thing, and then they'll split the winnings.
I don't think anyone's going to back me.
Yeah.
Well, you just won $2,600, was it $26?
Yeah.
$100.
I would have done it. You see, I used to have these conversations with Joe, and you know, I was trying to train him to do all these great things because he's really good at tournaments, and I told him, I'll be your sponsor. sponsor. I will front the money to you, but then I would give him a hard time because, like, you don't have a good work ethic. You should be doing this every day. And she was like, dude, I just want to have fun.
It's a hard life, that poker really grind. So I one day maybe, but I don't really want to pay. I want to kind of like earn my way, you know, like playing a tournament that gets you to a tournament that gets you to a tournament. And one of the poker charity events we used to play in actually had one of the grand prizes be.
It had been that.
Yeah. With a free entry fee. And I was all happy and hyped. I got unlucky and lost with my aces. And then who's at the top two tables? It's Steve.
Final table.
Yeah.
Got a bottle of wine out of that bitch. Steve is that guy that wins a tournament like that shows up at the World Series and people go, how the hell did you get this far? And then they get Steve.
I would love to hear the play-by-play commentary while I'm playing. It appears that this guy doesn't even know if he won or lost. He just waits until they hand him the money and then he celebrates.
Or tell him to leave the chair.
That's true.
I remember one time, Joey.
I made that at the final table. I can't remember. It was a former Seahawks sitting next to me. And something happens, and I go, all right. And I looked at him, I go, did I win or did I lose? He goes, you just won. Oh, cool.
I heard that. I heard that exchange. I was so angry. I was out.
This guy in the final table.
I know. I was losing it because he didn't even know he won. I go, I hate Steve so much.
You were probably better than the guy we were beating on Saturday.
Yeah.
He lost $2,500 in under an hour. Playing a game that you can only really lose, maybe $500 an hour maximum.
Was he drunk?
Oh, no. No. Completely stone sober. He was like, he just kept saying, I'm a millionaire. I'm just here to have fun.
Oh. I think there's a term a little bit different than his idea of fun.
Isn't there a poker term for people like him?
Yeah, he's stupid. Fish.
Yeah. He's quite a donator, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Man. So if you made it to the World Series of Poker, let's just say.
Yeah.
How many spots are there for you to walk away where you're like, damn, I just got some money? Because obviously people outside of the big grand prize winner, I have a buddy, my buddy Butter, he went to the World Series of Poker and did pretty well. He didn't like win the whole thing, but he still walked away with some coins.
Nice. Yeah. Depending on how many people enter, but usually you get about between 13,000 and 26,000 just for the lowest entry fee or the lowest payout. So, I mean, if I won my way and got a free ticket, essentially, I mean, I'll take the lowest amount. I'll take $26,000,
I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I think it's like maybe the top 100. That's when you're really hitting the 100,000s,
Really?
Yeah.
So you just have to be one of the top 100 in the World Series of Poker to walk away with six figures.
Yeah, it's wow. I mean, yeah, like Joey says, though, it's a grueling, grueling career.
Yeah, it's not easy. Plus, I mean, you only have yourself to blame when you lose. I mean, there's luck involved, but I mean, everyone has luck involved at that point.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe one day we'll see.
There are a bunch of GoFundMes for a World Series of Poker.
I'm not surprised.
Zero raised on all of them, though. No one's paying for them to go.
I have a new lifelong dream.
What's that?
I want to have enough money that I can feel like I can sacrifice that money so he could go. Because Joey's really good. I mean, he's a smart kid. He's always been good with those kind of games. I would love to see if that could happen for him. I just think 10 grand's too much. Like, I keep thinking, boy, I'd love to surprise him and just go, here you go. But I go, that's a lot of money. I don't have that kind of money just to throw away.
How much would you give Pops back? Like, what's the percentage of your winnings?
Oh, man. Yeah, probably like 50%.
Wow. See, I wouldn't expect anything.
50-50.
Yeah, but I wouldn't expect it because it's not enough for me to risk. It's like investing in life. First of all, I want to do it as a gift. But second of all, even investing, I'm not going to invest money that I don't want to lose. And that's the thing. I just don't have enough money yet to be able to say, here's 10 grand, no problem.
If I did make it on ESPN, that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, I would love it, Joe. Yep. Yeah, man.
Wow.
Good job, Bo. I mean, it wasn't the World Series of Poker, but hey, the two grand's nothing to sneeze at.
Won't hear me complain.
All right, we talked about this last week, and my gosh, Netflix gave warnings, and yet someone decided to do the Bird Box Challenge in the dumbest way possible while driving. Yep. You don't know what the Bird Box Challenge is. I'll tell you all about this stupid, stupid occurrence at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you filed the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But if the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases, and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.